Today's No Sweat News is here for you now. We do a Buck Cherry Nutcracker Ball tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz.
All right.
So here it is, the No Sweat News for today, Monday, December 2nd. Here is how to order a Baby Yoda Frappuccino from Starbucks.
Thank God, because I am watching The Mandalorian on Disney Plus, and like America, I am in love with Baby Yoda, the greatest character ever.
So, of course, let's turn it into some sort of commercialized, over-commercialized nonsense marketing. You got to order it from the secret menu on Starbucks, and if you go to them and you ask for a matcha green tea Frappuccino, you get a drink that looks like Baby Yoda.
Oh, I'm actually doing this because I'm not even a coffee drinker.
Yeah,
I'm doing this,
which is shocking if you believe it. That Dave is this way uncaffeinated.
This is all natural, baby.
Now here's a picture of it, Dave. Does this or does this not look like Baby Yoda? I'll show it to you now.
I want
to
see.
Does it look like Baby Yoda?
It looks like a bunch of cream on a coffee cup.
Doesn't look like Baby Yoda to me either.
There's no resemblance of Baby Yoda.
I don't see
the facial features are just, it's just whipped cream.
I got nothing.
Wait, you can't just make something green and say it's Baby Yoda. There should be eyeballs and big ears. Use a couple of biscuits or something. Get creative, for crying out loud. Straws? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It looks nothing like Baby
Yoda.
Because
it's green, is it? I could go ahead and say the grass looks like Baby Yoda because it's both green.
You could put maybe a chocolate chip.
Yeah.
Cookie or
do a little scone, a couple scones for the ears.
But if you order a matcha green Frappuccino, there you go.
All right, fine. I was excited, but
this is kind of fun. Tom Seitzma is a food critic for the Washington Post, and he recently reviewed a restaurant. You know, gave him all thumbs up. Put a picture of people dining in the restaurant, enjoying life.
Oh, nice.
Well, the other day he got this note: Tom, your latest review is accompanied by a picture of my husband dining with a woman who is not me. I used this picture to bust him. When confronted with this evidence, he finally confessed to having an affair.
Oh, God.
So there you go.
Yeah. You just got to, I don't know what you say.
Revenge is a dish best served cold, my friend.
Brutal.
Yeah.
The odds of that happening are one in a million.
Tom says he's not sure which one of his restaurant reviews had the picture because he releases so many in a number of articles. He's not sure, but his fans are now scrolling through, and there could be any number of them.
Oh, man.
Now, speaking of relationships, check this out. In India, a female cop caught a criminal by proposing to him and arresting him at their wedding.
Wait a second.
Now, in India, they have different customs when it comes to marriage. You know, there's what do they call arranged marriages, left and right.
Yes.
So there's a guy who was wanted in India, and the cops found out that apparently the dude was hoping to get married. So a female cop picked up the phone and said, "Oh, I'm sorry, it's a wrong number." And they started chatting, and she started, you know, kind of fishing around, this, that, and the other thing. Gee, you sound attractive. One thing leads to another. And after a week of nightly phone calls, she proposed marriage to him. And he said, yeah, okay. This sounds great.
Good for him.
I'm looking for a wife.
He got his lady.
You could be the one.
Yeah.
So when he showed up to the marriage, he got arrested.
Oh, no.
If this is not
An analogy for literally getting thrown into jail, only relationship prison is what we're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about,
oh,
David.
Oh, yes, you do. I mean, we used to refer to spouses as our old ball and chain.
The old ball and chain.
And this guy is actually going to jail for getting married.
That's today's No Sweat News. Buck Cherry Nutcracker Ball tickets on Friday's No Sweat News Quiz. The show is Buck Cherry Starland Ballroom, December 12th. You want to be there?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.